there's been a lot of comment on the optimism of some of Treasury's forward estimates in this year's budget. But while the government is sticking by its figures, outgoing Reserve Bank Chief Glenn Stevens says there are years of hard work ahead to repair the budget. Dr. Nicholas Gruen is CEO of Lateral Economics, and Roderick Chambers caught up with him again this week to see what years of hard work could mean for an incoming treasurer.
Well, he goes further than that and says something which I agree, which is that he frames it rather more in terms of risks. I think the governments and the treasuries and the Reserve Bank's forecasts are all very well, but what you care about is not a best guess of the future, but what the risks are, and the risks are quite substantial. None of those risks are factored into the budget. That's in a sense okay. You might want them to frame their budget according to their best guess of the future, but you want to know what plan B is, and we don't have a plan B.
Because what we're talking about here is the budget is $37 billion, say, for this year, and people are talking about that. But it's the cumulative effect, isn't it? It's having deficits year after year after year. And so we've got this cumulative debt for the country, and that's the sort of thing they're worried about, isn't it?
Yeah, look, let's not get too carried away. If the circumstances of 2009 repeated themselves, we have the fiscal room to do it all again. If we kept running this budget deficit at 2% of GDP, which is what we're doing at the moment, it would actually fall as a share of GDP slowly over time because the economy grows more than 2% a year. So if this was an average year, there's no great harm in having a budget deficit of the kind we have. It's not an average year. It's likely end of a steady period of growth. So the concern is how much more we would be driven into deficit by worse economic circumstances than we have. And, you know, that's what policy should be focused on. But it isn't actually a case that we are in a danger. Our debt is not dangerous. Our debt wouldn't be dangerous for many years, but it's hardly a matter to congratulate ourselves about that we managed to have a situation where over years and years and years we didn't get the policy, we didn't get to a policy position that we should have got to.
Well, I'll just come back to the exchange rate in a minute, but just briefly, the Reserve Bank really is making perhaps optimistic projections for growth and inflation, aren't they?
Well, I was at a function put on by the Centre for Policy Development last week, and somebody there who was a very respectable fellow was looking at the revenue forecasts in the budget, and the revenue forecasts for company tax in a couple of years' time are extraordinary. They're supposed to be very strong, and we're not too sure where all that money is going to come from. And this comes on the back of year after year of overestimating the amount of revenue that will come back to government. So I think the Reserve Bank's forecasts are slightly less optimistic. But, you know, I suspect it might, perhaps we need a rule, which is we should perhaps be budgeting based not on our best guess. I'm not sure that it is Treasury's best guess, but based on something a little more conservative than that. That's probably a better way to avoid trouble. But we still have to have a plan B because things can get, you know, the world's a dangerous place and things can get pretty nasty pretty quickly.
You mentioned bringing the exchange rate down. Well, the dollar has certainly taken a dive relatively quickly over the last week or so. What do you attribute that to?
I have no idea. I'm not interested. I'm like Warren Buffett in that regard. The markets will move around. They will give us lots to talk about. A bond trader or someone on the markets who's either trying to make money by speculating or at least make one's trades at the best possible time, but they're of little significance for trying to think about how you run the economy. So I'm afraid I don't have anything to offer on that score.
But with
as much fun as it can be, it's like barracking for the footy. You can say that really. Collingwood's got a major problem at centre-half forward since the demise of Travis Cloak, but I'll just leave that to the pundit.
Well, I'm sure our AFL supporters in the On The Money community will be very interested in that. look, you were saying that the estimates and so forth would help perhaps driving down the dollar a bit further, which would help our exporters and that sort of thing. Now, what sort of level are you thinking of there? I mean, are we getting down there now? Is this helping what we're at?
Okay, so we went through the mining boom, and I remember the Australian dollar at above parity with the US dollar very fondly indeed, because I spent quite a bit of my time in San Francisco at the time, and I've got quite a lot, you know, a number of my shoes were bought from San Francisco and all sorts of things. So we had a heavily overvalued dollar. The governor of the Reserve Bank expresses his view that the right value of the dollar is maybe something like 72 cents. That's all very well. It may well be the case that in the long run, 72 cents is a good average for the dollar to be, but we have put the traded sector, education exports, tourism exports, manufactured exports, to the torch, to the sword for many, many years. So I think it makes sense if you're trying to engineer a turnaround in the economy, then I would look forward to a period of undervalued exchange rate. I suspect that the governor of the bank says, if sort of is again admiring, if not the problem, the solution, when he says that the exchange rate is about right now, as if he's got monetary policy right. If we want there not to be a housing bubble, then we should be addressing this malaise which has been with our economy now pretty much since the global financial crisis. That's 7 years. We should be getting out of it as aggressively as we can, because once growth is starting to look a little too high rather than a little too low, then everybody's expectations turn from the gloom and wondering whether the Reserve Bank will cut rates into an expectation that over time the bank will increase rates and rates will return to more normal levels. And that's the sort of situation that we want to be in if we want to head off housing bubbles and bubbles of various other kind.
That's Nicholas Gruen. He's CEO of Lateral Economics. He was speaking with Roderick Chambers.